This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven and a half of the hour. This is the DJV Experience. Many people regard this as a refreshing opportunity to hear different points of view about some of the important things going on in the world. A nice way for you to spend early morning hours. It depends. This show airs all around the world, all around the clock, and you can get it not only listening to some of the great radio stations, but if you happen to miss a piece of it, you want to get a part of today's program, just go to TuneIn Radio and do Doug Steffen Now. You'll find that information is helpful to get you into a place. We have a podcast every week of the DJV Show at djvshow.com. The big winners this weekend, New Hampshire and Florida, saw the sale of the Mega Millions prize and the Powerball prize. A lone Powerball ticket in New Hampshire, all six numbers, $559 million. And a single ticket sold in Florida, $450 million. That was the Mega Millions grand prize. The initial jackpot in New Hampshire was, I think, $570 at first, but the actual jackpot was $559, so I think we ought to sue somebody about that, right? What the hell? What's going on here? The winner hasn't yet come forward, at least as of last night, anyway. The Florida lottery people say the winning Mega Millions ticket was bought at a 7-Eleven in Port St. Lucie. Port St. Lucie or Port... I don't know where Port Richey is. Where's Port Richey? It says Port Richey.
I've never heard of
that. Port St. Lucie, I think, probably.
We're going to know it now because some rich guy lives there.
Well, John at WMEL, maybe he's got the number. He'll be close to that because that's his listening area. So maybe you give us a buzz, John, and we can clarify this one way or the other. So let's see. The jackpot winners have the option to get payments made out over 29 years of the cash, $281 million for the Mega Million, $358 million for the Powerball number. I think I'd take that and take my chances on how to invest it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The odds of winning the Mega Millions jackpot now, 302 to 1, 1 in 302 million, and Powerball, 1 in 292 million. That's about one person. Think about it. In rough numbers, that's the population of the country. So you have one chance out of the, one person in the country has a chance of winning. I think that's kind of simplistic, isn't it? I mean, obviously, somebody's going to win, and it's one person in the country. So, hello, ding, ding, ding.
I'm always amazed at how many people don't check their tickets. You know how there's always stories that come
around.
Out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or and people just, that lose their jackpots because they forgot they had a winning ticket and expired. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Ding, ding. But they're changing it somewhat to make it easier. I forget whether it's Powerball or Mega Millions. The numbers are smaller, so you have more of a chance to win less money, if I'm understanding it correctly. I heard somebody trying to explain it on the radio over the weekend. They have, instead of 70 numbers, I think there's 64 or something or other, and then there's the numbers for the power aspect of it. I don't understand. I never understood what that was. Why don't you just have six numbers? That's it. You win the six numbers, you win the prize. Why does it have to be a Mega Millions extra number at the end? Anybody understand that?
I never understand that.
Just to raise the odds so that they, I think part of it was that they were trying to build big jackpots so that people's interest would get peaked. Now, think about how dumb we are. We're like, oh, $8 million? Who wants to buy a ticket for a Pelican Hill?
Right.
We wait till it's like $400 million.
There's a continuing conversation today about how things on the East Coast got slowed down. This has been a nightmare for travelers from the, well, all the way from the Carolinas, Charlotte, up through Washington, the major hubs, Newark, New York, Boston, because of the cold weather and the snow. And people haven't got caught up yet. And then yesterday at JFK, there was a huge... Did you fly into JFK last night?
We did.
Victoria?
Last night, yep.
Was there any slowdown, or you got off the plane and that was the end of that?
Apparently, I think we landed at the same time that the water main broke.
Ah, well.
Because my dad texted me as soon as we were at baggage claim. He said, oh, it's all over the news. There's a water main that broke at JFK. Are you guys okay? And I said, well, we're already on the ground. We're just waiting for our bags, which did take forever. But other than that, I think it was okay.
Yeah, what terminal were you guys in? Do you remember? Because I think it was in 4, and I don't know if it... in
Terminal... That's a good question. I don't know. We were in the JetBlue terminal because Aer Lingus and JetBlue share
terminal. Yeah, I don't think it affected anywhere else. So if it had happened, you might not have noticed. But yeah,
that's
it was
the old TWA
everywhere.
Terminal, which I think is 6. Yeah, so you were in one part of it. But this really made a mess of things. And because we're 15 degrees, I'm surprised that under the circumstances that it didn't happen before because the weather was colder. It was 15 below there two days ago. Just horrible.
You know, one of the weird things is that I noticed this time, and I don't often fly out of JFK. It's been a few years since I was last in Dublin, which is the only time I ever go to JFK. I was amazed at the amount of homeless people living in the airport.
There we go.
I really was. It was one of those things. I live in New York City. There's homeless people everywhere, but I'd never seen so many living in the airport, and with the cardboard houses and the whole thing that looked. I was surprised that they were allowed to stay there, but maybe it was the extreme cold. They're not kicking people out, but that was one thing that I thought was very surprising.
Yeah. We'll have the television report in a few minutes. I don't know whether we wait for that, Jennifer, to have a discussion about Oprah on the Golden Globes last night. But I'm looking at stuff that's trending. And I'm sorry, I forgot to ask you, Victoria, for the trending information, trending stories. But I'm thinking Oprah is one of them
because of the
Golden Globe. What else is trending beside that?
Oh, well, me? I can go.
Right,
Trump Tower is trending, and that's because there's a small fire burning on the rooftop of Trump Tower right now, according to New York Fire Department. Victoria, you might want to go down and check it out, see if you can get some pics. And then Stormwatch continues on. Now they're looking around the Atlanta, Georgia area. They're looking around for school closures still in the southern area. So in Atlanta, in the suburbs of Atlanta, this big Stormwatch. Round 2, I guess, of freezing rain and snow has got the South concerned. So a lot of trending stories about school closures and exactly what to expect today for people in the South.
I was talking to a friend in Florida on Sunday night. Friday night, I think, 45 degrees. And there were, in northern Florida, during the cold snap, there were pools that were frozen. People jump. Who jump into a pool? I remember jumping into a pool up in New Hampshire when I went up on a ski trip. I didn't want to go skiing, so they had these. You know, once in a while you find one of these places that has an outdoor pool that's open in the middle of the winter, and people jump in. It's the Polar Bear Club. So I put on my swimming trunks and I jumped in. And every time you pop your head out of the water, the ice freezes. On your skin. Oh, my God.
I'm already cold enough. I can't think about that.
Imagine that, though, under the circumstances. There's a place to put your imagination. It's the DJV experience. We'll check television news in a moment. Right now, though, it's a reminder about the MyPillow offer. If you have not taken advantage of the MyPillow offer, that is one you pay for, one you get free. You buy two and you pay for one. This pillow has been made just for YOU, all kinds of support, memory foam, it's not really foam. How would you describe it, Jennifer? What is the stuff? There's a special patented fill that's inside, because there are a lot of people who make these pillows, and they do all kinds of stuff. You have feather pillows and things that you shouldn't.
It's somewhere in between. It's in between Tempur-Pedic and in between a down fill. It's definitely more structure than feathers.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's less structure than those Tempur-Pedic that just have that weird neck dip, you know, that little little divot that's in the center of the pillow that's supposed to hold your neck in place. It really does. You can fold it, and you're supposed to fold it and plump it up into all the crevices that exist between your head and your mattress. So it's supposed to fill in that space between your neck, and it kind of cradles it. Last night, I was having a hard time going to sleep, and I readjusted my MyPillow and set it up so it was kind of holding my neck down in place, and it was just perfect. Didn't wake up again until the morning. I didn't even move.
Well, there you go. Perfect example of how this works. Mike Lindell, who's the inventor of MyPillow, says that when he invented it, his dream was to help as many people get a good night's rest as possible. He personally guarantees MyPillow. You have a 60-day window. You can look at all the testimonials when you go to MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV to get this extended offer till the end of the month. Buy one MyPillow Premium and get another one free. Offer extended. Act now. Don't wait. Don't like your pillow? Then you send 60 days, send it back. But nobody's going to send it back. When you figure there are 1,500 people in that that facility that he's got, the factory in Minnesota, making these pillows, you know they've done something right. So get in on the action. Get in on the rightness of getting a good night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's DJV. Don't toss, don't turn, just get a better night's rest. MyPillow.com, two for the price of one. Use the promo code DJV.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There was 57 channels.
All right, so Scandal creator Shonda Rhimes and the creator of How to Get Away with Murder, Peter Nowak, apparently are friends, and they're going to put these two dramas together in a crossover event. They posted the same screenshot of a page from a script featuring both Kerry Washington's Scandal character and Olivia Pope and Viola Davis's How to Get Away with Murder character. Professor Annalisa Keating. It appears to reveal a women's first meeting. People, it's happening, Rhymes said. According to Nowak, the episode will be tied together, actually a couple of them, on the same night. The story starting on Scandal and finishing on How to Get Away with Murder. They used to do more of this. They did it on Law and Order. You could see it. I think they're doing a lot of it. Dick Wolf is doing a lot of it in the Chicago stories, the medical and the police and the fire. They all seem to cross over with their characters. So this would be an interesting thing. Are both of those shows over this year? I know Scandal is supposed
to be. How to Get Away with Murder, I don't think is, but Scandal is for sure, yeah.
Okay. All right, so, Jennifer, in terms of last night and all of the rousing Golden Globes focus on Oprah, and then Susan Sarandon getting shots on Twitter today because apparently she bashed Hillary in her speech. Okay, was there any entertainment at all, or was it all being preached at?
You know, I watched Susan Sarandon. I didn't see her bash Hillary, but maybe I blinked. I don't know. It was a boring award show, I thought. It was very serious. Typically, the Golden Globes is the award show where everything's really fun. It was like a funeral. Everybody was dressed in black. Everybody was trying to talk about this Time's Up movement. And as I mentioned to you, Doug, I think it sounds a little, it just seemed a little bit trite to me, but it was fine. It was. I don't think there was anything that was really controversial. It was just a little snoozy.
All right, what's on tonight that isn't snoozy?
Well, college football playoff. The national championship will be determined tonight on ESPN at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Georgia faces off against Alabama for all of it. The Bachelor also begins his quest for love. Everyone's in the house. Now they start dating. That's ABC at 8.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
New Music Monday. Time for us to have our first overview of the new year of some new songs that the ladies think will be important. This is Rita Ora and Liam Payne. This is from an album called 50 Shades Freed, coming out next month. The first song is for you. What do we think of this, ladies?
It's from the new movie, 50 Shades Freed, which is the last one in the 50 Shades arc.
Yeah.
Which are all pretty terrible movies, but I watched them anyway.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is it as boring as the last one? I watched a little of the last one. I thought it was boring as all get out.
Yeah. Did you see the first one?
No, I never was invited to see the first one.
Oh, you weren't invited?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so this is good pop music, right?
It's kind of standard pop, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
I think it's probably forgettable once the movie's over.
Yep, I think you're probably right about that. All right, so it's forgettable. Let's move to the second of the three new tunes for your consideration on New Music Monday. This one is by Charlie Puth.
If you give it up, then just walk right out.
A cappella.
You won't take the biggest part of me and all the things that I believe. Baby, if you leave me now.
This is pretty.
Is this a Boys to Man in the background?
Yeah.
Really?
It is. Which you can tell from their harmonies, but it's pretty cool that they're making a comeback.
Yeah. Sounds called If You Leave Me Now.
There's no road worth traveling. Oh,
Nice.
It's funny, there has not been a song that sounds like this on radio since Boys to Men.
Boys to Men, I was gonna
say,
it's
kind of cool. They're bringing it back. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's nice. All right, so that's the better of the two we've listened to so far. Let's try our third song in the list of three. This is from Anderson East. First single from his new album, Encore. Downloadable later this week.
Now this is Miranda Lambert's band.
Girlfriend. Girlfriend's name is song. All right, so I like the Boys to Men song best of the three, yes?
That gets my vote, for sure.
Yeah. Were you right or not, Karen?
I thought Anderson East was a country guy.
I think he's more bluesy country. I know that Rich is a huge fan of him. He's always, every time he comes on the show, he's always talking about Anderson East. So I think he fits more in, like, the bluesy crowd. But I don't, every time I listen to a song, it's like I like his voice, but I've got mixed feelings.
Yeah.
I'm also more of an R&B person, so Boys to Men will always appeal more to me.
Right. And Charlie Puth, for a skinny white dude, he can hold his own, you know, with Boys to Men, which is cool.
All right. So we all have put our eggs in that basket, it would seem.
I think so.
The others are okay, but forgettable. We like the fact that Boys to Men, that sound has come back again. So the album's called Voice Notes, and the song is If You Leave Me Now. 28 past the hour on the DJB show.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's Automotive News, here is a cool tip to protect your valuables with three options of truck bed covers. Bag just debuted the Revolver, which simply rolls out and rolls up. Retrax just showcased its track rail system. It's a sliding bed cover that allows you to still carry your bike and kayak. And Undercover came out with a lightweight, three-piece, foldable truck bed cover. It's called the Alpha Flex. All great products that we have reviewed. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit Hatcher.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Four at the hour now on the DJV People, Places, and Things routine. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan back from her trip and Kara Schillen. So the trip was eventful. It was sweet. It was romantic. It was what? It was cold.
No, it was mid to upper 40s.
Oh, really? I thought it was chilly over there for some reason.
Well, it's a damp cold. You know, you spend a lot of time in England, so it's a similar thing.
Yeah.
It might even be wetter, actually, in Ireland, but it's a damp cold. So if it's upper 40s, it probably feels like maybe 39 or 40, but it's still way more doable than the stories we were hearing of what was happening on the East Coast here with
Never
below
fear.
Zero.
However, everything's going to get fixed. Everything's going to be much better. The next election will feature a choice between Oprah Winfrey as a Democrat and The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, as a
Wouldn't
Republican.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
It would be interesting, and I think it's very possible and plausible, frankly. They both have huge egos. They both are accomplished. They both are, I think, reasonably too very intelligent in their own right.
Yeah.
They both bring a lot of different things to the table. So this is the era that we're in. These kind of people are the ones who are going to run for president. Kathleen Kennedy seems to be interested in, she's the only one left, I think, isn't she? She's the only one of that family that's left. She may be
interested. Caroline Kennedy, you mean?
Caroline, I mean.
Yes.
Kathleen Kennedy is a movie producer.
Oh, okay.
And one of the cousins, too, by the way. So, anyway, be interesting to see how it all shakes out. I don't want to rehash again what Oprah said. You can hear that everywhere else. Listen to the newscast and hear. It's just frustrating because I find today to be a very frustrating day for lots of different reasons. But looking at that, we've all pretty much agreed we would like to see fun, entertainment, something uplifting instead of what we saw or what was presented last night. Be interesting to see how the ratings are on that. I noticed that pro football across the season, speaking of ratings, down 10% from the same time last year. Is that because of the injuries? Is that because of the focus on the kneeling? Maybe a little of both. Maybe people are just tiring of it. But it is interesting to see how choices are different. And I moved into a little bungalow here in Santa Monica for the winter, and the television doesn't really work. And I thought to myself, well, I don't really need a television set. I have Netflix. I got Hulu. If I want to watch something, I can do it on my iPad, or I can watch it on the computer.
Look at you.
Me?
You're so high-tech. I love it.
Maybe I'm protecting myself one way or the other. It's just funny how all of this stuff is changing. The lady that owns the house said to me, we don't even have cable anymore because nobody watches. She has two children that are teenagers, and they watch, if they're watching things, they watch together. It's all, they have the big screen,
right.
But they're hooked into, I didn't try to figure out how to hook the big screen there into my system because I just assumed. Last year I started a little bit watching things like Designated Survivor on the ABC website. You can look at CBS, but now you can just the Hulu and the whatever. But you know what? Hulu and Netflix remind me of the airlines because there's now, I noticed that Netflix raised their prices by $1. And they'll notify you that they're doing it, but they do it in such a way as you don't have time to change or get out. It's just there. They'll automatically charge you 5 minutes after you see assertion that they're going to raise their prices. It just is the way that it is. And I think more people should be, protest probably isn't the right word for it because this is not serious enough to protest, but be heard on it. And that's where social media comes in. If you don't like something, use it for we see all of this stuff, the slamming that goes on that seems to have become almost it's the dirt of the social media, Twitter especially, just dirt. And so I'd like to see it being used for something that's more constructive. Does that make sense?
Yes. I think the interesting thing, Netflix and Hulu, I would imagine, Netflix announced a while ago that they would be raising their prices by $1.
Yes. Yeah.
But I don't think we're going to see another increase coming from any paid subscription service until we really know how net neutrality is going to shake out.
Yeah.
So that, because if Netflix starts charging more now and then people's cable services or internet service starts slowing down, the first thing people are going to do, and Doug, you've had this happen to you, when you buffer, when you're trying to watch something on Netflix and it just spins and buffers, that's going to be the reality for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. If things keep going in the same direction that they're heading now, that's going to be a big problem. Netflix is going to be, they're going to be the first to suffer. Any streaming service is going to suffer. And people are just going to quit. They're going to say, forget it. It's too frustrating. And we all know, we've all been there. The buffering, it's torture.
One of the things that I like to do on this program is focus on reality. Maybe some of the things that are happening today happened yesterday. Maybe there's a little speculation about tomorrow. One of the things that I am priding myself with is trying to be a good grandparent. From time to time, if you look at my Facebook page, you see pictures of me and Miles. And I thought to myself, well, I should have pictures of my two children in that as well. But that is taken care of by their Facebook pages. There's something about being a grandparent. I never really gave it much thought until Miles came along. And maybe I haven't even really given a lot of thought until recently when I have seen him blossom. although it looks like we were talking about this over the weekend, he's changed a lot. He is like when he turned three, somebody flipped a switch, and he's so verbal, so communicative, but he's acting out a little bit.
Uh-oh.
He's testing. You know, it's a test. He wants to test to see, and so we're being very firm. We're not going out as much to eat with him because we all like camaraderie and like to go out and eat, and we talk about stuff. And he's been fine until the last week or so when he just wants to run around. He wants to go. It's okay. Well, no, it isn't really okay. I don't want to have somebody that I don't know come over to my table and start visiting with me, some young child. And so he'll quickly run away. We're in the middle of a conversation, or maybe playing with him, or he's doing crayons or something, and he jumps out of the chair and he runs around the restaurant to go talk to everybody. And, you know, it's okay, but it's not okay. So right. I'll go get him, and we take a walk and do things. And so I'm just thinking about the role that we play if there is a closeness between the parenting world and the grandparenting world. And so I saw this study, this overview of stereotypes that lead to prejudice, discrimination against older people. It's called ageism. It occurs with young people, and it starts when you are Miles' age, the age of three. There's a study which sought to identify the factors underlying this kind of, and it's called discrimination, I suppose it is in a manner of speaking, ages stereotypes in children and adolescents that decrease once they get older. Young people who say they have a good relationship with their grandparents have the lowest levels of ageism, and that's what I'm striving for me to have a good relationship with him, because he's a terrific kid. I remember my son having a great relationship with my father. And he learned a lot from my father. He may have learned as much from my father about life as he did from me. And still has. He still holds on to that. Whereas Megan, there was no stepmother, yeah. And she was close for a while, and they were good with my children. But it wasn't the same. So the factors that are involved in this, according to a student in psychology, quote, the most important factor associated with ageist stereotypes is poor quality of contact. So maybe that's the lesson here. If you are a grandparent, how are you keeping contact with those in your family? My children are here, and I spend 8 months of the year on the East Coast and as much time as I can here on the West Coast, but I make it a priority and have said since Miles was born, I'm going to play a role in his life, and I want him in mine. And I didn't even know what a great kid he was going to be. I just knew that I wanted to know him. And part of it, frankly, I suppose, I don't know if guilt is the right word, but when I was a parent of Megan and Brendan, I don't think I was as good sometimes as I might have been because I wasn't there. I was working. I was always working. And so the children saw me as they could participate in some of the activities that I was involved in, but did we do things just for fun? Nah, not much. We didn't. I didn't when I was a kid because I didn't know any better. I was always working. I started working when I was eight, and I worked every minute of every day when I went to school. That was my job. And then I worked on the farm. That was my job. And I worked in the bus company. That was my job. And when I went to college, it was the same thing. I have always worked and worked and worked. And so in this circumstance, I can see the toll that it took on my children. And I don't want it. And I see it. My children paying close attention, both my son and my daughter, to my grandson. And so there's a triumvirate. And even while I'm here, Megan and I were talking about this yesterday, how I can more participate by going to his school. He just started preschool and help volunteer there. It's a preschool that's run by the profs at UCLA for children of people who work at UCLA. And so the staff is made up of people who are professionals from UCLA. The parents go in, they volunteer as part of their as part of what it costs, so the price is low because the parents are in fact the teachers or the aides or the workers in the classroom. So my daughter and her husband and my son have determined that they want their child to be their child, not somebody else's child. Because you see this, especially here in Los Angeles, my God, and New York, too. There are nannies on every corner. Mm-hmm. The kids come into this world, and they're not raised by their parents. So what are they going to be? They're going to reflect what the nannies are all about. And frankly, in New York and here in Los Angeles, most of the nannies are Hispanic. So there is that cultural difference that we see a lot. And I don't say there's anything wrong with it, not right or wrong. It's not a judgment. It just is, if these children are your flesh and blood, or they're a part of your family, then why aren't you making them a priority? What are you bringing them into the world for in the first place?
Well, I can make a little bit of a defense of parents in New York City. Okay. I have my best friend and her husband have two little ones, and they both have to work. So they do as much as they possibly can with their children, and they are always on
they
weekends
thinking
of... They
have to work because of choices that they've made. To live in New York or to do other things.
Well, they can't live in New York without working. Yeah, both parents have to work.
But that's a choice. I'm not saying, I'm not making a value judgment. I'm just saying you could choose to live in southern New Jersey where only one parent might have to work. It's just, you make a choice about where you want to live.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, but I think it's a lot more complicated than that. It's based on their career choices that they've had, and in terms of their education and where the opportunities for work is. Neither one would be able to do what they do in New York Southern Jersey.
Okay.
So it's one of those things too. Like if you let's say you work in the film industry, it's hard to be in Wisconsin
and be
a major player in the film industry.
Yeah,
you know,
it
so
is.
It's kind of like that too, where your choice of career does tend to be linked sometimes to certain geographic areas. That's the case for both of them. But they're so hands-on as much as they possibly can, and they make sure that they all have dinner together every night. That's a priority at the table.
Yeah, my kids do too.
Mm. And that's important. But again, you know, and they don't have a nanny per se. They have someone who helps them with babysitting and things when they need help. But there's so many parents. It's so rare to be a millennial or millennial adjacent. If you were Gen Y or Gen X, it's very rare.
Adjacent,
right? I mean, well, a friend of mine says it, so I'm copying from her. But it works. But it's so rare to just be to not have a dual income family anymore. It's just.
Yeah, it is. I agree with you. 100%.
Your son and
your daughter and her
husband. Yeah.
Yeah, but they've made their schedule. Megan's free day in the week is Thursday. Matthew's is, I think it's Friday, but they work around their schedules.
It's great that they can do that.
Well, Megan said to me yesterday, okay, Gramps, we're going to start something new next week. We're going to have dinner with Gramps at his house on Thursday. So Megan's going to make dinner, bring it to my house so that Miles comes over and Brendan comes over and Matthew, if he can come over to the house and have dinner there.
What about you cooking for them? Don't you have a kitchen?
Actually, in this place, no, I don't.
They want some day-old fish.
Day-old fish,
yeah. Yeah, right. I could get some. I can bring it in. Thank you, Kara, for underscoring that.
You're welcome.
Could be
but I think it is.
Fish.
That's really nice that you're going to do that. And my grandfather lived with us for most of my life. And having him be involved in whether he picked us up from school sometimes or just him reading. I remember him reading our book reports and things like that. Having him be involved and having his input and his perspective on things, it's one of my favorite memories of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know Miles will benefit from having you be that involved in his life too. He's really young now, but as he gets older, you know, he's going to that's the stuff that sticks with him.
Well,
it really will.
He seeks me out. He brought me into his room to make trains. He's got a train set, and he wanted to have me build the train, so he's got this down to a. He's been playing with these, and these are trains. The train tracks on the trains came from my former wife Megan and Brendan's mother Tony's days as a teacher and the head of an infant school. She had this train set that she used to use to teach kids spatial stuff. So that's what Miles is playing with. It's and he's great at it. It's a lot of fun. All right, 10:04 the hour here.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
And you're more than you could ever be, cause you're dreaming with your eyes wide open. And you know you can't go back again to the world.
From a good movie, good music, that's the theme from The Greatest Showman, which did okay last night. Chuck Curry is here, a movie man. We'll talk about the Golden Globes as they affected movies. The Three Billboards movie did well. Darkest Hour, it did well. Showing Up, Lady Bird, Disaster Artist, I, Tonya. All these we'll have in our focus in just a moment here as we go through. The Greatest Showman, you've got that music because of how it did in the... didn't that win?
Actually, the reason I played that is I talked about it a few weeks ago when I first saw it once. I went back Saturday night. We booked it at our local theater. I watched it again. And I got to tell you, upon second viewing, I really liked that movie tremendously.
Yeah.
The first time I was looking for something a little different, a more hard-hitting biopic on P.D. Barnum, you don't get that, but it just tries to entertain. But on the second viewing, I really, really enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, it wasn't what you expected, or at least let me put it this way. It wasn't what I expected, Chucker. I did go see Jumanji. You told me to go see it. And I underscored two things: the fact that I really find Dwayne Johnson very likable and Kevin Hart very unlikable. So it's one of the, like Owen Wilson, why do I go torture myself to watch the movie that he's in? I didn't know the story. Was the theme of the story in this movie similar to the theme of the story, the Robin Williams treatment of Jumanji?
I tweaked it differently, but the overall spirit is primarily the same. So we're not going to start an Owen Wilson, Kevin Hart fan club, I guess.
Not here.
No?
You can find somewhere else to do it. All right, maybe we'll start
one note to me.
Kevin, right? He's just kind of like a wannabe Eddie Murphy. I don't know. I don't get Kevin Hart either.
I don't either. Uh-uh. Obviously, he and The Rock have gotten friendly because they've been in a couple of movies together. Gary Oldman, though, I thought his performance in Darkest Hour was superb. That was a good movie. And it, as with Christopher Plummer's performance in All the Money in the World, I thought the two of them were fabulous. What did you start to say?
Well, this is certainly the season for good performances.
Yeah.
It's
all right.
Award season.
We'll look at the box office totals and other items of interest. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Moments on the DJV Show.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
When you have your own restaurant, you have to get your hands dirty. Literally. Like right now, I'm unclogging my grease trap. I also print my own menus every day, so I rely on Staples for great deals on ink. I mean, I can't afford to run out, like my last three busboys.
Right now at Staples, buy one HP ink and get the second 30% off, so you can afford to stock up because you can't afford to run out.
Oh, good. My sous chef just quit.
Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. That's 1-13-18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Don't forget that Chuck and Victoria have a weekly podcast called City Slickers. Chuck and Victoria, it's on iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your downloads of podcasts. City Slickers with Chuck and Victoria. So, there Chucker, in terms of the Golden Globes, your review?
I thought, it is by far the best award telecast that's aired. It's very entertaining. 3.5 hours, for the most part, it's pretty seamless. I don't know why the Oscars on ABC can't copy the formula, and I think the reason is because they refuse to do away with the technical awards on air. If you're going to keep that in, you're going to have boredom. Anyway, Seth Meyers, an outstanding host. I thought he's very funny, did a really good job. The telecast had some big moments. I thought it's sort of bittersweet. When Kurt Douglas came out, Kevin Zeta-Jones wheeled him out in a wheelchair, and they presented an award. The guy's 100 years old, so it was very special. But the fact that he's so old was also, I got to be honest, a little bit sad to see him in that state. Also, Oprah Winfrey, the talk of the internet, we might disagree, but I thought her speech winning the Cecil B. DeMille Award for Lifetime Achievement was outstanding. And the one thing I like, and I always respect in people, is the fact that she's a tremendous, and I mean tremendous, communicator. That's what's made her so successful. And that speech really radiated an outstanding connection to her audience. So I think that was a really big highlight of the night.
All right. Any winners here that you thought?
Three Billboards in Ebbing, Missouri led the way. Best drama, best actress, best.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.